Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You might be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Next month, I'm opening up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club, my membership site for educators who want to dive deep into one EdTech topic each month and get access to exclusive content like step-by-step guides, planning pages, ebooks, and more. Almost 400 people are currently in the group, and over 1,000 people are on the wait list, and they'll be the first to know when the club doors open. Head over to classtechtips.com/club to learn more about the Easy EdTech Club and get your name on the wait list. Don't forget to mark your calendars for July 25th. The club doors will only be open for 1 week, and I want to make sure that if you want a spot, you've got one. This week's podcast is titled 7 Must-Try Summer Projects with Adobe Spark. I am going to share some creative projects that you can tailor to your group of students or that you can use yourself. So it's a combo today of both teacher creation ideas and student creation ideas. Regular listeners of the Easy EdTech podcast know I'm a big fan of the free Adobe Spark creation tools. I do some work with their team and wrote a book full of activity ideas with Ben Forda. The book is titled 40 Ways to Inject Creativity into Your Classroom with Adobe Spark. It includes lots of ways for kids to show what they know and a structure to follow if you're teaching it as a lesson in graphic organizers. But in today's episode, you'll find both classroom activities for students and summer projects for teachers to explore. So I've designed this episode to give you a combination of things that you might try out yourself or that you might recommend to students to try out over the summer. Since Adobe Spark tools are Chromebook, iPad, iPhone, and web browser friendly, you might decide to try them out on your own device or a school-issued device and make the same recommendation to families. This year, I've shared some of my favorite ways to leverage the powerful Adobe Spark tools in your classroom. It's fantastic for student movie makers, teachers using Google Classroom, and so much more, even using it for virtual exit slips. Now, if you haven't tried Adobe Spark before, here's a quick rundown. It's really 3 tools all in one place or on 3 separate apps. Spark Post is perfect for making graphics, kind of like the graphics you see if you follow my blog or if you're following me on Instagram. I use it to make graphics for those platforms. Spark Video lets students make their own movies, so it's great for narrated slideshows. And Spark Page is a powerful and easy tool for creating a website. No coding necessary. You are dragging and dropping and placing information all over your page. In the show notes for today's episode, I'll have links for all of the resources mentioned today, including links to access all 3 free Adobe Spark tools on the web, as well as to download the iOS apps for iPad and iPhone. If you go to the page for this episode, you'll also find free graphic organizers I've made that you can download and share with students. So just go to classtechtips.com/podcast, find this episode, and the link to the graphic organizers will be right there. Let's dive into the 7 must-try summer project ideas with Adobe Spark. Today's first project idea for this summer is to share a tip. Spark Post is an awesome graphic design tool. You can create your own meme, share a tip from a summer conference or webinar you've attended, or even an idea that you have for next year. So imagine you're at a virtual ed camp or reading a blog post or catching up with a fellow educator over a cup of Zoom coffee. You can capture your takeaway by summing it up in one sentence and create a Spark post graphic to tweet, post on Facebook, or even just save for later. So I'll include some great examples of these on today's show notes, but it's essentially making a graphic where you choose a picture or color or even a collage of pictures for the background and then put your tip on top of it. So that's a teacher idea for this one, but for a student spin, you might have kids share something that they learned over the summer. It could be something that might seem a little silly, like a tip for making a favorite sandwich, or it could be something that they learned that's more curriculum connected. Totally up to you. Next up on the list is to create an About Me video. Whether you're on your smartphone or sitting in front of a computer, Spark Video is a fantastic, super easy to use tool for making movies. Creating an About Me video is perfect for back to school. You can share it with students or parents, even try posting it in your Google Classroom's About page as an introduction. This is a great chance to practice using those graphic organizers I created for Spark Video 2. And although you might use this as more of a teacher project, so for students, for yourself, introducing yourself to students and families, you might also encourage students to create an About Me video over the summertime that can be used to introduce themselves at the beginning of the year. Number three on the list is to design a welcome page. I've spent time this year working with teachers to help them create newsletters with Spark Page. It's been a focus of a bunch of webinars that I've led over the spring to help support distance learning initiatives with different organizations and different schools. The Spark Page website creation tool lets you make your own website by combining different types of media like text, images, and links. You can create a welcome page for families using this tool so they know what to expect the first few weeks of the school year. Number four on the list is to develop your professional portfolio. So another back-to-back teacher creation tip. So this one, number four, is to make a professional portfolio using Spark Page, that same website creation tool I just mentioned, as an option for a welcome page. Spark Page lets you snap pictures of artifacts from the school year, like bulletin boards, unit plans, screenshots, you name it, and then upload those pictures, or of course you could search for others, onto your website. When you finish compiling the resources, you'll have a page with a link you can share with anyone. This is a great option, and I just hosted a webinar about a week or two ago, all about making professional portfolios around distance learning. So anytime you have some sort of big thing that you're working on, keeping all of the components, all of the artifacts together into a professional portfolio is a great way for not only you to remember and keep track, almost like having a scrapbook, but you never know when you're going to need to have something that shows off all the great things that you've done. It doesn't have to be a job interview, right? It could be a program you decide you wanted to apply for, and then you have this professional portfolio. Stay tuned, because I know this is going to be a topic of an upcoming podcast episode. I don't know the number just yet, but we'll be talking more about creating portfolios. Number five on the list of activity ideas is to take something that you've already done in the past and update it. In this case, updating slides. So if you've seen me present face-to-face at a conference in the past, or maybe at your school, if I visited your school, or you've attended one of my many webinars this spring, you might have noticed that my slide decks are all created with Spark Post. So that same graphic design tool, Spark Post, I mentioned in our first tip for creating a tip of something that you learned, you can use Spark Post to make slides. So one thing you might want to try out this summer, if you're revisiting some of your content from the previous year, or you're looking to make something more digitally friendly, if you're going to be participating in a distance learning initiative, is to use Spark Post to create slide templates or to update slides that you already have. So if you're putting together a new presentation or webinar for a back to school night or to welcome your students, you might want to check out Spark Post because it has picture search and icon search built right in. Number six is to share favorites. So on this list of seven so far, we've looked at a bunch of things that both you and students can do. And number six is to share favorites. Now, the first few weeks of school are often a time when we're sharing lots of resources with students and families. So Spark Page, that website creation tool, lets you organize and add all of these links in one place. So it's really a great choice for curating some favorite back to school resources. So what you can do to share your favorites with Spark Page is to think forward. So if you're listening to this when it goes live at the very end of June, or you're listening to this in July or August, you might say, these are the kind of things I always share during the first few weeks of school. You can pull all those links together into one Spark Page so that when the school year starts, you can just share that one Spark Page link instead of overwhelming the inboxes of your students and families or your colleagues with a whole bunch of links. You've created a landing page, and Spark Page lets you update it over the course of the school year too. Now, the final must-try summer project idea with Adobe Spark is to collect quotes. If you are reading a great book this summer, or you come across a sentence in a blog post that really resonated with you, you can create a quote card with Spark Post. So you can create a dozen of these over the summertime if you wanted to, and look back at them during the school year for inspiration. So that way, if you're having a day where you're maybe not feeling as energized as you wish you were, you have that set of quote cards that you made with Spark Post full of the inspiring things you read or heard over the summer. Now, of course, this is something you can do, and it's an activity idea that you can do with students or suggest for them, especially if they have a reading list or a set of reading assignments for the school year. Let's sum up our list of seven creative project ideas for summertime that you and your students can try out. Number one was to share a tip by making a graphic. Number two was to create an About Me video to introduce yourself or learn about students. Number three was to design a welcome page, kind of like creating a newsletter for the beginning of the year. Number four was to create a professional portfolio full of artifacts from this past school year. Number five was to update your slides or create new slides with Spark Post if you have some upcoming presentations. Number six is to share favorites, so creating a web page full of back to school favorite links to share with families. And number seven is to collect quotes from your summer reading, whether it's a blog post or a podcast quote, or a quote from a great book that you've read. Head over to the blog and show notes for this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast, and you'll find more ideas and a free download of graphic organizers you can use in your classroom. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, think about your summer goals. Then choose a project idea from this list to explore. Number three, tailor it to your goals or student goals that you've identified. And finally, share what you or your students have made. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Remember, next month I'm opening up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club, my membership site for educators who want to do a deep dive into one EdTech topic each month and get access to exclusive content like step-by-step guides, planning pages, ebooks, and more. Almost 400 people are currently in the group, and I'd love for you to join us. Head over to classtechtips.com/club to learn about the Easy EdTech Club and get your name on the wait list so you're the first to know when the club doors open to new members on July 25th. And sending a shout out and thank you to Rev for supporting the podcast. You can find the transcripts for this episode made with rev.com on the episode page, classtechtips.com/podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.